Hey everybody, I'm just going to come back on here real quick to remind everyone that, well, if you watch regularly, this is going to be the part two of issue number 37, which is from a few weeks ago now, but things happen in between, so we just want to get caught back up. And it's a wild issue, wild episode, and I'm going to have this thing starting back up right where the last one left off. I just want to give you kind of this little transition, so you're going like, what happened last time? That's what happened last time. Shockwave went in, gun hand in the back of Rumble, and as Ice Cube would say, no Vaseline. So
Bye.
he's like, his probe is searching his cerebral circuitry for visual memories of anything unusual during the time when Optimus Prime was still held prisoner within the Ark, and you were guarding the entrance. So it kind of like goes back to when, like, in Transformers, like, number was that number 23?
23, yeah, in the UK, and like what, 5 in the
Yeah,
US?
exactly.
Yeah.
So there's a like a readout. It almost looks like a crossword puzzle because it's all like,
Dude. Rumble
digitized.
sees things in Atari 2600
He does. He really does.
graphics.
And even
He's
like
been hitting the
okay,
head a lot.
yeah, it's all the rumbling. And then like he enhances it, and it was very much looks like an Atari 2600 or maybe 7800.
Nah, that's like Sega Genesis there.
Maybe come
Yeah,
off a little bit,
maybe NES, like
maybe yeah,
Nintendo
no,
Entertainment.
early NES.
Yeah.
And then it goes and enhances it again, and oh, we're on the PS1 graphics now.
Right?
There is a human, a wretched, you let a wretched human sneak past you, Rumble. Your punishment shall be. And then Laserbeak screams. Like we have a parrot, and Laserbeak screaming is actually right on.
Oh yeah. And see, he's covering for his bro there. That's
He
his
is.
cassette bro.
He is. He is. He's like, oh, you recognize the Laserbeak? Well, you know where we can find this human? And Rumble's like, oh, my aching head. Which is straight on Rumble.
Yeah, because
Fantastic.
Shockwave's eyes are still working like a movie projector.
Yeah. Which yeah, I guess we see all of Shockwave's special powers in this issue.
Well, he can emit, wavelengths from anywhere on the electromagnetic spectrum, so
Yeah.
visible light is right there.
And right, especially when he shoves a gun right up your butt, your back of your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that's the head. Well, it's got to be Rumble's weakest spot, so it works out.
I don't know if his head is definitely his weak spot because it's not like he uses it much.
Well, that's why it's probably the, you know, I don't know. Anyways, he starts, he's like, you know, he basically, Laserbeak conveys to Shockwave that it's, the who Buster is, and you know how to, you know, try to find him. And Optimus Prime has this like, oh no, I've condemned a human in my I've endangered a human with my rash decision making. Like, dude, it would have been worse if you'd let him like not have it, and they'd already been created, you know, Jetfire and Hoover, who knows wherever else.
Well, and here we have, Optimus's, ever-present guilt trip.
Yeah, Optimus
That,
is nothing. If nothing is, he's guilty all the time.
I mean, he was guilty for crashing them on Earth, not
Yep.
realizing it was a planet with life on it. And now he's like, "Oh, I've done it again."
Oops, I did it again. I
Yes.
endangered
Every
the
time he does
humans
something to thwart the
once again.
Decepticons, it endangers humans.
Ooh, baby, baby.
Optimus is not a fan of collateral damage.
But he does it so well.
Right?
He is the best at collateral damage. I mean, I think maybe like the Insecticons, actually, well, the Stunticons be like next best. Maybe the only ones like who go past him and like doing collateral damage. He is just so good at it.
You
And
know,
then,
and you see this in the cartoon too. The Optimus like laments anytime they like have to damage something on Earth, or Cybertrons are orbiting Earth and tearing it apart. He's like, "Oh, if I doom this planet to save my own," kind of thing.
well, I mean, they've even carried that into the Skybound book where he steps on the deer.
Right. Oh dear.
Ooh, ooh. And now, you know, he goes crazy and he's like, oh, I can't be like that anymore. Those are my old ways. I was a different person then, or different Transformer then.
This just shows the contrast between him and Rodimus, because Rodimus is like, Cybertron's better anyway.
Oh, I love that so much. I love
I don't
that.
want
It's
to
my
give too
favorite
many
things.
spoilers for that episode, but man, it's night and day.
It is.
There's no
He's.
guilt in Rodimus. It's like, only guilt he feels is like hurting Optimus.
And only guilty feels is being a young leader without any guidance. He's like, oh, I can't do this. Here, I'm gonna give it. Scourge, you want a matrix? Here you go.
He's not even feeling guilty about it. He just doesn't want it.
He wants to be Hot Rod again, man. He wants to go around and party.
Right.
He
But I mean,
is a young dad who doesn't think he should have to be a dad. He's like, I should be able to go and party whenever I want. Just because I have a kid now doesn't mean anything. And eventually he's like, okay, well, having a kid is worthwhile.
he's like the young dad that accidentally diapers a kid's head because he's not paying attention. Then he's like, the kid was ugly anyway.
Does that happen?
I don't know. There's comics and
Oh, I'm sure.
comic
I know.
jokes about it, but
No, I know. I can see that. I can see some people I know doing that.
yeah, it's an ugly kid anyway. I'll just put a diaper on the other end too.
There you go.
Keep it even.
And okay, so they're back in the arc as Prowl and Ratchet. It's like Ratchet's like taking control. He's like, it's Buster Shockwave he was talking about. Optimus must have somehow given him the Matrix, and we must do something to protect him. And Prowl's like, agreed, Ratchet. Well, yeah, I mean,
Prowl's
Ratchet's
not a
actually
very
making
effective leader right now.
Prowl's a terrible leader.
Yeah.
He's his logic and his strategy is leaving him like, I can't do anything because if I do this, this is going to happen. If I do this, this is going to happen. So we shouldn't do anything right now. We should listen more from our information. Ratchet's like, he's going to kill Buster, dude. We
Yeah.
got to get him.
Get off your butt and do something, man.
And Ratchet, he's like, all right, that's why I summoned you, Bumblebee and Blue Streak. You're gonna go, basically, Bumblebee, you're friends with Sparkplug and Buster, which is he though? Because Sparkplug's not friends with him.
Yeah.
But and he's like, you gotta go convince him that he we need to protect him. He's like, I'll do my best, buddy. And Blue Streak just starts living up to his personality. He does not stop talking the entire freaking issue.
Oh, yeah. It's like wall of words.
Yeah, Blue Streak talks more than he ever talked in the show.
Yeah, he gets more dialogue here than he got anywhere in Sunbow.
God, yeah, I mean, the whole thing with obviously we'll probably have Transformers Rans list in this episode, so you may know. But the original, the write up on Blue Streak is he was called that because he could talk a Blue Streak. He would not shut up.
Yeah.
He was a gunner, and he was a powerful Autobot, but he just could not shut his mouth.
You had to keep him away from the front lines because he was going to give away your position.
Oh yeah, he's like you're a hiding. It's like he'd be the one guy in the foxhole trying to hide. Like, you think if they can see us? Hey, you know what? I really like this gun. This is gun was my favorite gun. I want to use it really bad. But he's like, shut the dude, shut up. Okay, I'm sorry, but have you
He
ever
was
fired a
Shattered
gun?
Glass Ravage, dude.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's Shattered Glass Ravage.
Oh my God, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Okay, yes. Anyways, we go way off track there. So,
Just like Blue Streak would.
yeah, exactly. So yeah, then we go back to where the back of the plant, and Shockwave is like, all right, I finished my show, everybody. So I need you to go find out where they're at. We need to we need to get back the we need all the human leaders we need the human leaders to hear what our plan is, and for them to obey what we say to them. So here, I'm gonna give you a recording, and you're gonna take it to them. While they're like unloading pizzas for all the guys, what Mozzarella Mike, Shockwaves over goes over to him and is like, here, human, take this and give it to the leaders out there. Boop. Gives him a
Oh, and
plate sweep.
before we get off this page, I just had to note on the onomatopoeias above with Blue Streak and Bumblebee. Yeah. Yeah, because Blue Streak has a big vroom behind him and Bumblebee has a putt putt, but I'm just imagining like the speed buggy noises.
Oh yeah, I'm coming, guys. It
Wasn't that Frank Welker?
probably was
Yeah.
Frank Welker. Yeah, but you got a like I say a Fair Lady 280Z Fair Lady, just
Yeah.
rooming around. And those are fast little cars. And
Oh
then you
yeah, I
got a
had one.
VW Bug. Actually,
I miss my 280ZX.
oh, you had a 280ZX.
Yeah, I had the silver turbo. It was the exact make and model of Blue Streak in 82.
Well, so it died eventually, huh?
Oh yeah.
Just like Blue Streak.
Just
Spoiler. Oh.
but yeah, man, that was a great car. I got so many tickets in that thing
They're
because
fun cars, and they're good little cars.
well,
Datsuns.
it had the turbocharger in it. And as soon as you hit 25 miles an hour, the turbocharger would kick in, and then it would throw you back in the seat, and you were instantly doing 50.
Oh, that's terrible.
And that's what would get me every time. Like, I'd start to speed up going over overpass, and there was one near my house that it was a 35 mile an hour speed trap. I had to pass through it, and every time I'd just accelerate to get onto the road there, that turbocharger would kick in, and those cops would get me. Every time I'm like, it's just the car. I can't help it. I'm either going to get hit by the oncoming traffic or I'm going to get a ticket. So,
I can't imagine trying to get on the interstate around your neck of the woods.
yeah, actually, it was a turbocharger that went out on it. That's what killed it.
Oh yeah.
And it was so expensive
Yeah.
to get
Oh
it
dude. This
replaced.
is my second car that I've had with a bad turbocharger in it. I
Yeah.
had a I like when I was getting divorced and everything like that, I got myself a oh God, what was it? It was a Chevy it was a Malibu actually. It was a special Malibu with the turbocharger in it. I
Yeah.
think get a haul. It was a Malibu. It was a comfortable car. It was like leather interior and wood grain and LED lights and stuff. And when I hit that turbocharger, it was just a haul. And I'd be throwing back a bit, and like it felt like the car was trying to keep up with the engine.
Yeah.
It was crazy too. Yeah, that went out because I didn't know you're supposed to use like nice gas with your turbochargers now.
Oh, yeah.
Helps lubricate it, and you kill all the junk out of there. And my current car, the Ford Escape, that turbocharger went out, and that was about a $5,000 fix. So
If
yeah,
I ever get
kids.
a chance, I want another one. I loved that car. It was a T-top too.
Oh man, just like Blue Streak.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was the exact, I mean, that's why I love it. It's like, oh, I got a Blue Streak. And I got it for like $2,500.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was only like 10 years old.
Well, nice thing about those 280ZX is there's a lot of repro parts because there is a lot of those are kit cars for a lot of people.
Right.
So
I mean,
if you can find one in decent shape that you just rebuild the engine on, I mean, really
oh
you're talk
yeah.
talking about the as long as the body's in good shape, you can definitely get that thing going.
Yeah. And I mean, man, taking that T-top off, living in the South,
Oh
all the
yeah.
heat would just get sucked out. I didn't even need the AC on during the summer. It
Oh
would
yeah,
keep it
no.
so cool. I was like, it was unreal.
That
So,
Malibu actually also had a nice big sunroof in it, and I
yeah.
rolled down the windows, opened the sunroof, and it was like an AC in there all the time in the South.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Oh, it was so good. I don't know, people who don't live in the southern United States, it's hard to convey. When you go out in the middle of summer, let's say back when you had 24-hour Walmarts, you could go to a Walmart and come out at 3 a.m. and you get hit by the wall of humidity and heat
Yeah.
at 3 a.m. because after the sun's gone down, all the heat that's gone into the asphalt of the entire town rises up, rises all that moisture out of the ground, and it's like a steam bath everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You cannot live without an AC because you've got to like dry your air out. Everything's going to be mildewed and molded in your
Oh,
house.
yeah. It's America's armpit.
It really is in every possible way. And you will sweat with it. I had a for a short time. I had my 84 Cavalier had the driver's side window was broken. Eventually the passenger side window broke, and because they're electric windows, and 84 electric windows were kind of more of a liability than an asset because they'd eventually just go out. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. They would break on you, and the AC went out in the thing. So living in Florida, I spent as little time as I had to in that car. So y'all, if you don't know, you just don't know. I don't understand the cold of a New England winter, and I don't understand y'all don't understand the heat of a southern summer. So that's my TED
Yeah.
talk, everybody. Anyways, let's get back to the SUV.
Oh, good old Gulf Coast.
Ugh, good. Especially when you have no power for 10 days after a hurricane. That sucks
Oh.
too. In the humidity and everything's nasty.
Yeah.
But we have a return of some of our favorite characters, but they look different.
Oh yeah, we got Gabe
Ferdy.
and Ferdy again. Yep.
Yep, Gabe and Ferdy.
And see, they're not having problems with heat. They're having
No.
problems because the pizza's cold.
Well, it's the Pacific Northwest, man.
Yeah,
It's a
well,
little
these
cooler.
guys, every time they show up, something bad happens.
Yep.
They're
They're
like the
like,
harbingers of doom.
Gabe's complaining about how cold the pizza is, and like, Laserbeak shoots the pizza, the warm enough for him. And there's like, he's like, oh, we don't need any hotter because like Shockwave kind of, he can make it hotter for you, fleshling. And then he says, good, because Laserbeak has better things to do than satisfy the whining desires of unappreciative slaves. So good.
Shockwave sits down and does like dad jokes.
He does.
Yeah.
He literally, he's sitting down, he's leaning down to talk to them.
It's like your dad's a welder and you're complaining about the cold food, so he hits it with the accelerate or
Yeah.
accelerating torch, tongue-tied
Yes.
here. And oh, well, I can warm it up some more for you, you know.
No, I'm good,
Or
thanks.
grumpy old grandpa or crazy uncle or something does that, and you're like, no, it's fine, it's
Yeah,
fine.
you have the torch, just like it's
Yeah, he
all
still got it right
charred.
there by your face. Sure, I
Yep.
can warm it up some more.
So yeah, then that's when Laserbeak transforms into a tape and is given to Mozzarella Mike. And
Oh,
he
he
calls
gave
him
him a
like,
mixtape.
he has like, and you, fleshling fuel purveyor, shall deliver it. He's like, yeah, you bring the gas. You can deliver this.
So you can see Mozzarella Mike's delivery guy.
Yep. He,
You know,
uh,
he's kind of got a Nicolas Cage look to him.
that and the guy, he looks like the guy also from Ratatouille.
Yeah, I can
Main
totally see
character.
that.
So, yeah, they
He's got
look.
Rat Trap under his hat controlling him.
Thank you. I was trying to get to that point.
Oh, were you?
I was trying. I was getting to that. Like, look, he's not, I can't remember the name of the rat and everybody. It's Rat Trap under there going, yeah, come on, just take the tape. Let's go. So there we go. Yeah, I swear it's not good that you and I have the same thoughts.
I know, right?
Yeah. So yeah, he takes it back to the general out there, and the general has a little tape player. He's like, oh, okay, let's play it. It is so good. Attention, fleshlings. This is Decepticon Commander Shockwave. We have 1 Earth hour to pull back your forces at least 12 miles from the site. Failure to heed these orders shall result in the termination of life function for the hostages and for you as well. Yeah, and the general's like, yeah, or the colonel. He's like, yes, I'm like, I can't sacrifice my men. I don't know. We wish we figured out what these tin cans are planning. And like he's mulling it over his head, and Laserbeak just jumps out and transforms and leaves. And they're like, shoot him! And yeah, they can't shoot him.
Laserbeak always pulls that joke on people.
Like, ha
It was me. I was the tape all along.
ha!
But when the delivery guy meets with the colonel or whatever, the first panel, he looks like a certain German chancellor from the 30s.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
Oh,
with
even the
the shadow.
hair.
Yeah, the hair and the shadow under his nose.
Well, no wonder he didn't go to Argentina. He joined the military.
He got
Operation
paper.
Paperclip.
I was saying he got paper clipped.
Oh God, yes. Then he looks like oh my God, what's the guy's name? He looks like Airwolf.
Oh, Ernest, was it Ernest
Ernest
Borgnine?
Borgnine, yes.
Yeah.
He kinda has his Ernest Borgnine thing going on
Yeah.
with a cigar. Oh man, I love Ernest Borgnine, he's just a gem.
Oh,
He was a
yeah.
He is definitely, every time you see him, there's going to be something good coming out of that.
When you need a sweeter version of Lee Marvin, get
Yeah.
Ernest Borgnine.
It was great when Ernest Borgnine was playing an evil character because you just couldn't hate him.
Oh, yeah.
You
Well, he was always
couldn't.
over the top with that stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, he was. I love
Yeah.
it. Oh, my God. What was a movie I saw recently that he had him being a bad guy in it? I'm trying to remember. Is it like a adaptation of a Lovecraft story? I don't think so. I'll look it up. I know there was something I watched recently that was one of Sporgonine being evil. I feel like he was a cultist or something.
Was that was it Rosemary's Baby?
No, it was not that, but I can see him or Sporgonine being in that,
I
but
don't think
he
he was
wasn't
in
him.
that.
I'll figure it out later. I'll
Yeah.
probably put a little title on the episode like this is what he was in. This is what I couldn't figure out the name of. I'm having a bad time. I can't even think of Wolverine, much less whatever Ernest Borgnine was in.
You need
But
more vitamins.
I need to not be sick for like a week.
Yeah.
That
S
would help a lot.
sick and road trips, man.
Yeah, 21 hours on the road in 2 days.
You're supposed to be in bed.
Oh, so
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
yeah, I'm on vacation, dude. Yeah, I can't even imagine. No. Anyways, so we go back to the wood
Oh,
wikis.
sorry. Was it Deadly Blessing?
Was it that?
The one where they dropped the spider and oh, was it Sharon Stone? Sharon Stone's mouth? Yeah.
It might have been that.
He was in that one. He was like some kind of crazy Amish preacher looking guy.
No, it wasn't that, but yeah, I've seen that
Okay.
one too. Okay, well, is it a lot of movies? We'll figure this out later.
Yeah. Sorry,
But
you got my
no.
wheels turning on
I
the
know,
name
I know. It's
trivia.
Ernest Borgnine. We love that guy. And so the WitWikis are they've got the car back that they had went and picked up and man, I hate it for Buster because like Sparkplug's so excited. Like, heck, you probably already know what this is already. You're so smart, you'll be soon be telling me what to do. And nothing would make me happier. And Buster's like, he's like twist on the knife. Buster's like, oh my God, how do I tell him that I have a power now and this is how I do it. I don't care about cars. But luckily, Jesse's there to save the day. And what is about, like you have these kind of goofy kids in these comics, and then like you have their girlfriends like, Mary Jane and whatever kind of like girlfriend of main character, they look like they're like 25 and a model.
Oh, it's wish fulfillment, man.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, here comes Jesse showing up, it's like beret and her hair's all flowy and stuff. And like, oh, it's like we should, you're hard to find these days, Buster. And yeah, he's trying to give excuses. Like, let's go for a ride to the falls.
It's like King of Queens, you always wonder how did he get her?
Yeah,
Yeah.
the salary contract is how he got her.
Yeah,
He's saying like, yeah, Sparkplug's saying, why don't you go hang out with Jesse in the falls? It'd be great. Take some time off. And Buster's like, I didn't expect to see Jesse. Last time she came here, I yelled at her, and she hasn't even talked to me at school. I don't understand what's going on. So.
and this is a complete Generation X situation. Hey, kids, why don't y'all go off unsupervised, like out in the woods?
Yeah. Here, get on your bike. Just be home when the lights come on.
Yeah, then I'm gonna berate you when we're dealing with teen pregnancy or something,
That's the actual cool special part of this. We'll get there.
Right?
Well, not in this issue we want, and we'll get to that
I
too.
mean, unless they play Dungeons and Dragons and kill everyone, you know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Darkleaf? Is that the name of
Blackleaf, wasn't it?
Blackleaf?
Yeah, you killed Blackleaf.
So I'm gonna go hang myself in
Blackleaf.
the sewers or whatever
Right.
happened.
Or, Tom Hanks in what, Mazes and
Mazes and
Monsters?
Monsters. God, yes.
That's like the 80s version of Reefer Madness.
It really is.
Yeah.
And bless Tom Hanks for that.
And they never realized that the cure for teenage pregnancy in the 80s was
It's just
Dungeons and Dragons.
D&D.
Yeah.
If I were a girl, and I walked into a D&D room as a teenager, like, no, you guys smell like McDonald's and Mountain Dew. No.
Yeah, there was no sex happening there.
No, none at all. So, yeah.
The
Anyway.
bard stuff didn't work in real life.
No. I was like,
Roll for charisma.
there's this guy I kind of follow. He's like, the reasons why I can't stand certain classes. And like, he got to the bard. He's like, yes, we understand you were not listened to in your childhood in your house. No one listened to you. So now you're going to make it all our job to listen to you now. You
It's
sing your
everybody's
songs and try to hit
problem.
on everything that moves. Yeah, no notes there. It's straight up. You got spark plugs in there working on the engine. It's like, oh, it looks like a burned out ballast resistor. Okay, sure. And Mr. Spark Plug, Witwicky? Like, I'll be with you in a minute, Mister. Turns around, there's Bumblebee leaning with his hands on his cat or something, his thighs, like he wants to have a heart to heart with Spark Plug. Can we have a little talk,
It's almost like one of the early covers we ran into. What was it? Two or three? Where I had Bumblebee standing up in front of Spark Plug inside the
Oh
same
yes,
garage.
yeah, in the
Yeah.
garage, yeah. It's good to see you again, friend. Yeah.
And
And
Bumblebee's really well drawn here.
he is extremely well drawn to this issue.
Yeah.
Like, and the whole thing is just really good.
I mean, you look at this is it's almost like the SS-86 Bumblebee.
It is actually very much even like the ringed upper arm area,
Yeah, the
the
ring.
elbow. Yeah, very much looks like it looks
The
like
angles
the
on his chest, too.
yeah. It looks just really nice. It's squared off, but not too much.
Right.
And the head's done perfectly well. But he basically like Spark Plug's like, yeah, you're not friends, and you don't bring good things around me and my son. So you want to take off? He's like, no, hear me out. Buster's in trouble. Yeah. And he's like talking about he has something that we need. We ha They'll stop at nothing to get it. He has something. And they're like, well, what exactly is it? And once again, Bumblebee's face looks really good here. He's trying to dance around the creation matrix, like what it is, but he's like, well, trust me. They'll want to take him. So just tell us where Buster's at. And he's like, no. I can take care of my son. Every time you guys show up, Decepticons show up, and it's a whole mess. He's not wrong though.
No, he's not wrong.
He's
He's being a realistic dad. Like,
Yeah. And
I
he's
like
like,
my kids alive, so can we?
can you just leave us alone, please? And he's like, he stays with me.
Honestly, I think they would have done better to send Ratchet
Oh yeah.
because Ratchet, I think, was the only one that did anything good for Spark Plug.
Yeah, remember when I
He's
ran you to
like,
the hospital so you didn't die? Yeah. And no, I mean, like, I feel like Ratchet spent more time with Buster than Bumblebee did.
oh, totally.
Yeah, so
And then, like I said, Spark Plug kind of owed Ratchet. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So. I think they would have done better, but that's more Prowl's not thinking emotionally.
Yeah, and I also feel like they're trying to kind of loop in with what's happening with the Sunbow Show a bit, where
Well,
Bumblebee's
that
more.
and also he probably got a memo from Hasbro, like, all right, we've showed
Yeah.
Ratchet enough.
Yeah, we need to make a Bumblebee Buster's buddy.
Yeah, we're gonna do Bumblebee Blue Streak buddy
Yeah.
movie.
But
Yeah.
dude, it's really cryptic when a Bumblebee leaves. He's like, yeah, I hope that'll be enough to save Buster for his sake and for yours. Farewell. Dude.
Yeah, he leaves it like an ominous.
Totally ominous. And and he gets into the tow truck. He's like, I don't trust those giant junk heaps. I best go get them. And Blue Streak follows Buster.
See,
Not
and
Buster, I mean
well,
Spark Plug.
Bumblebee, he's big into espionage,
Yeah.
so he's a spy dude. So I think he did that to scare him, to get him to go.
It's a great way to put it, but it looks
He
like it could
tricked
be
him.
that.
Yeah, he's like,
So.
oh yeah, if I scare him, he'll go to Buster. And I mean, the fact that Blue Streak is right on his tail immediately, that was a
Yeah.
complete setup.
Yeah. But that's the end of the issue. Next issue being jet fires in the sky.
Right.
What
So
will
it's funny
happen?
because we got to play on fire in the sky in the
Yeah. Oh
title,
yeah,
so
definitely.
yeah.
And what will happen? How will Jetfire get there? We shall find out.
He'll probably fire his jets. That'd be my
Probably
guess.
fireball.
He'll fireball his
Yeah.
yeah.
Definitely the sky won't be on fire.
But now we actually have the true highlight of
The
this
sound
comic
waves.
magazine. Yes.
And with this is his edited issue too, man. It's
There's
all him.
nobody in his way.
Yep.
Not like they could have stopped him anyway, but
Yeah, and actually there's a really cool first letter to this is great from Richard Pike from Bishop Stortford. Stortford? I feel like I was in the mouth trying to say that. He's like, yeah, I'm a great fan of yours, and I think the comic is the best in the world, both this world and Cybertron. I have some questions to ask you. A, in the book, Autobots Lightning Strike, it says that you are not liked by other Decepticons. I find it's hard to believe because you and Prime are my favorite Transformers. So I did the kid write the patoot? He must have.
Yes.
Nice. So is
He
this
knows his
true?
audience.
Yes, he does. They're starting to play up to us how to get their things in the printed. And B, could you please tell John Ridgway that he draws the best covers for your comic issue, issue 29? And do you like Megatron and Shockwave? Please be honest. Okay, B, first of all, John Ridgway all the way. I'm right there with you, man. But his response is great. My ability to read my fellow Decepticons' minds and my monitoring their electrical brain impulses leads them to mistrust me. They think that I'm constantly spying on their most private thoughts, and they're right.
Hee
Yeah. And artist John Ridgway, whose cover graces this issue, says he agrees with you. I severely neuroshocked him for his arrogance. And then the at last, I like neither Shockwave nor Megatron. I simply obey whichever one of them leads the Decepticons for the moment, anyway. Love
See,
that.
and that's what I've always said. Shockwave. Soundwave has like no loyalty to Megatron. He just follows orders the best.
Yeah, he's the smartest one, keeping his head down and doing what he can. He's got his
Yeah.
own little army with him. I mean, dude.
Well, and following what he explains there, it makes sense of, I guess, what people consider a controversy in Transformers the movie. So
Yeah.
you can touch back on this when you do that one.
Yep. Oh, the next letter is perfection. Dear Soundwave, I think that your comic is brill. But in the Soundwave's page of issue 32, you made two mistakes. Oh, I saw this, like, oh, good, here we go. Firstly, you said the Transformers have no relatives, but Sunstreak and Sideswipe are brothers, and so are Rumble and Frenzy. Secondly, you said that you can't buy Shockwave in toy shops, but I know that you can because a boy at my school has him. He said he bought him in a toy shop in America, Philip Bryce, Newcastle upon Tyne.
This is like the kid in Jurassic Park that's like calling the raptors a big turkey.
He is, and Soundwave takes that claw and goes right for the guts. Firstly, carbon-based unit, let us get one thing clear: I do not make mistakes. However, the points you raise warrant explanation. The term "brother" in regard to Transformers indicates that the two are vastly similar in one respect or another. Rumble and Frenzy, for instance, are built exactly this to the same specifications, and there are therefore considered brothers. They are in no way related as you humans understand the word, and perhaps I should have mentioned that overseas toy makers went ahead and built a Shockwave toy, importing some into the Britain under different names. Rest assured, they risk incurring the wrath of Shockwave.
Oh yeah, and we know he's talking about Galactic Man and
Yep.
Astro Magnum and
Shockwaves.
yeah.
As it were.
The many faces of they were all officially licensed.
Oh yeah. I love that. I
Yeah.
love these, like, calling Soundwave. I was like, whoa, dude, okay. First of all, you're wrong and you're wrong. And this is this parent of Simon Taylor of Kidderminster. Dear Soundwave, when my son Simon saw the drawing on your page and I had read the letters to him, he wished to try and get one of his pictures printed to win at Mini Autobots. He loves Transformers and had his first when he was 3 years old. He is now 4 years and 10 months and has asked me to let you know that he has Mirage, Skywarp, Bombshell, and has written a letter to Santa asking for Prime, Sunstreaker, and Inferno. He hopes you like this picture and tells me he loves your comic and books. Please relay the following message to Simon. Yes, I liked your drawing, but unfortunately I had no room to print it. To soften this blow, I am sending you a mini Autobot for your sort of letter. I am, however, a little perturbed by your preference for Autobot toys. I wonder if this is not our youngest reader, sort of reader. So, yeah,
Since he's a
maybe.
sort of reader, his dad reads it to him.
Yeah, essentially. The next one. Dear Soundwave, I think your comic is great and the cartoon was brilliant. I really liked the voice. It was the best one. I liked your voice as the best one. It was hard to tell which is the stronger out of you and the Autobots. I think you all lack one skill, and that is a knowledge of martial arts. Having a knowledge of this could aid either the Autobots or the Decepticons. You see, there's something you can learn from us, carbon-based units, after all. And yeah, who needs it when you can enjoy blaster-to-blaster combat? We don't martial arts, we just shoot each other.
This is well before Bludgeon's advent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was Joe Bludgeon the first martial artist?
No. I believe the first mention of martial arts may have been Bugly, but he didn't really use it. The only time you really see it used a lot is Bludgeon with all his like karate kicks and stuff,
Yeah.
his samurai moves.
Well, the
But yeah.
Six Shot didn't have anything on Sex Pug Daddy about any kind of martial arts. That was just in the Japanese show, right?
Think so. But I remember with Bugly, I saw Circuit Sue, I believe was
Yes. And Chris Elocution was
expertise.
Bludgeon's, right?
Metallicato. So yeah, so
Metallicato. Who had Chris
Crystal
Elocution?
Elocution. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was that Bonzitron?
One of them.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of interesting since, Optimus Prime is as his head is based off a samurai head. The toy would be.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, anyways,
Yes, yeah, Crystal
final
Elocution.
letter here.
Yeah, it was Bonzitron.
Bonzitron. Okay. Dear
Yeah.
Transformers, I'm ready to ask you some questions about Guardian. Here we go again, Matt Guardian. I've not been
Everybody loved
collecting.
Guardian.
They love Guardian. They were not collecting your comic for long and missed the story Raiders of the Last Ark, which I have been told had Guardian in it. So could you please tell me who created him and why he doesn't transform? Ben Newsome from Bradford. Just as you humans employ machinery to accomplish boring, repetitive tasks, so we Transformers use various types of droid for the more menial duties, like building mecha drones and guard duty combat droids. Guardian, pfft, was one such combat droid used by the Autobots, pfft, to guard the Ark's computers. They have little intelligence and do not transform. They're basically like, yeah, they're slaves.
Yeah.
Which Guardian actually was very much like the drone of the robots on Cybertron for Shockwave.
Yeah.
And so it's very much kind of the same thing, except not the drone ones, but like the main guy. It
Yeah.
was
Or
like
what was it, the Centurion
Centurion.
droids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they had Sentinels that worked with
Well,
Shockwave, and then they had those green Mysterio-headed guys.
yes,
Yeah.
they had like a different guy who was kind of leading those guys on Cybertron and like hunting down Spike and Carly and
Yeah, he had
Swoop.
the dome head with the TV in his chest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the stock exchange and Starscream for slag. I mean, that's not a bad trade, I don't think. But I think the Dinobots are pretty, sought after.
Oh, yeah.
But so this guy wanted a Starscream, and he'd trade him a slag. Yeah,
Hey,
okay.
Dinobots are great.
Yeah,
Starscream's
yeah.
great, but you know.
Starscream is
Dinobots are
a,
just a
yeah.
literally different animal. Now,
Indeed, it is. The yes, a dinosaur.
this next one, though. Oh, yeah, this one makes sense.
Jazz with or without weapons, and they'll give him a red alert.
They don't even care if Jazz doesn't have weapons.
Dude, I
Just
just want
take this red
Jazz.
alert off my hands.
He's like, I do not have a proper robot to steal people. I need a kidnapper bot. I need one. Red alert. Yeah, he can have all his accessories. I don't care. I just need to steal kids and adults, millionaires and like Tony Stark adjacent people.
Right.
So, I know, hey, standards. I like a
You
kid.
know, going back to that previous exchange, that's one I could see you doing. 'Cause you like the Starscream more than you like the Dinobots.
Excuse me. Yes and no. Swoop is actually my favorite of the Dinobots, I think. Snarl and Swoop. Those two I like a lot.
But you trade a slag for a Starscream.
Oh yeah, Slag. Yeah. Slag
Yeah.
is probably my least favorite of the Dinobots. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
A good Starscream? Yeah, heck yeah. But
These are vintage first year.
they are.
Yeah, see, so yeah, you'd do that.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. But so yeah, that's the issue, guys. We of course these issues continue on with they have the contest here with the Telltale gift boxes to be won, and you have to identify the different the different transformers that are outlined, which I mean, we all can figure that out. It's what there's kickback, tracks. Where's oh three? Whoa, where? Oh
Yeah,
wait.
you had to plug the puzzle pieces in to
That's
get the
what it
right
is.
ones. It's a match.
That's what it. I'm like, oh my God, I know who these are.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I completely misread this.
See,
By the way,
you just lost the contest, man.
I did. That's the buy them now. So, by the way, do you notice that they still refer to Slag S Slag?
This is way before that was even considered a an issue.
Yeah, but it was definitely not before the term was used in pop culture for
Oh yeah, the
the
term was
term.
around. I mean, I think the first time I heard it was on the Young Ones.
Oh yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, Vivian.
Vivian.
Yeah.
Vivian.
But yeah, I mean, like all like slurs, they had, it's a double entendre usually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And well,
'cause
and
it's melted useless metal.
yeah,
So,
and other things. But yes,
yeah.
for this usage is melted, junk metal.
Right. And so that's, they could determine it, which to me, it's a little overly sensitive because
Yeah.
there's a lot of Transformer names that could be taken a wrong way.
Oh yeah, that's
And
just
people can turn anything into a double entendre.
entendre.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is. I think it's dumb to call him Slug, but you could
Well, at
you.
least over here, I'd see doing it in that market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, you say Slug, at least a slug is a like a from a gun.
Yeah.
So I could see it still. But anyways, there we are.
Well, that's just the marketing side of things.
Yeah.
The character names stick regardless.
Yeah, he'll always be Slag.
Like
He'll
when they were
always be.
calling Hot Rod, Rodimus Minor.
Oh, that was a terrible name.
And see, that was the same thing though, because the guys working on the brand at the time felt that Hot Rod was like some kind of naughty joke, some kind of phallic reference. And a lot of it's in the mind of the person who's really like
The
pointing it out.
projection.
Yeah, it's a lot of projection there.
Yeah, well, I mean, he'll always be a dirty slag to me.
Hot
Like,
Rod.
well, I've been slag, but yes, Hot Rod too. The
That's why he hung out with the Dinobots so much.
but they were fun. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna hang out with a slag. And I'm gonna keep running that joke until I get canceled here. So I'm gonna stop there.
Yeah, you need to stop
Yeah,
there.
I need to stop there.
Repeatedly.
Sorry to our British listeners. I had to do it, man. We're repeatedly, as any good American, we drive things in the ground and
Yes.
offend a few people. So
Yeah, just a few, right? No.
it's the whole country.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Slash world.
World.
So
Yeah.
we found out how Shockwave really found out what happened with the Creation Matrix. Is they have a full page ad for it in the back of this comic announcing that
They,
Buster Witwicky has the Creation Matrix.
yeah, that just, let's just don't even worry about it. We're just gonna tell you what's going on here.
Well, I mean, Soundwave's editing this issue, so of course he
Oh,
passed that on to
of
Shockwave.
course, he's his telepathic powers to find out where it was. So
Yeah.
there you go.
And see the thing with the Rumble and his little video camera head, that was just a cover story. The real thing is, this one page ad gave it away.
Yeah, Buster Witwicky has the Creation Matrix. Shockwave wants it. Jetfire is going to get it for him. That is the most straightforward preview of an issue I've ever seen in my
Right.
life. It's like, this is what's happening. This is what's going to happen. This is how we're going to do it. Boom, boom, boom. That is a plan already. But
They didn't have spoiler alerts in the 80s.
no. I do like this, the panel they use for the preview. It's a really well-drawn panel.
Oh yeah.
So that's a
That
good one.
that's more of Trimpey's work there.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I'm a big fan of that. I love the way he drew Blue Streak. So,
But yeah, the
and
previews in these UK comics are kind of like on the nose, like the Japanese titles.
oh yeah,
Yeah, the death of Ultra Magnus. Well, thanks for spoiling the end of this episode.
Yeah. Like, alert, we need Optimus Prime. Well, Optimus Prime's gonna show up in this episode, or yeah, that kind of stuff.
Right.
I love those. Yeah, but or the multi-warrior or whatever it was for a six shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, well, we this mysterious guy's gonna show up. Well, guess what? He's a multiple warrior. But I, yeah, I'm a big fan of this. This art, this is great. I really, it was well, so well done, and the shading's so well done in this panel here. We're gonna get a next issue that Neil Yamtov actually enhanced it. He added, and it looks good. Neil, I knew you could do it, dude.
Oh, he does really good work when he has the time to
Well, he
do
has
it.
time, I know.
Yeah.
It's and Jetfire's a little overly red, but that's everything else is great. I mean, fantastic cut. It really helps with the line art and heavy shading a lot in these books too.
Well, I almost wonder if, like, for the colors there, he wasn't using like the armored version as a reference for the colors.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah, I can definitely see that, like having less armor and then his cone's all red and stuff.
Yeah.
I can see it.
And he's like, this isn't even the same toy.
And they had to have had the episode of from Sunbow, or at least the models for the episode, the illustrations. And maybe they just had the line art for it, and they had to kind of fill in what it would be.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah.
It doesn't look terrible.
It was the Wild West coming from Hasbro
Oh
then.
yeah. But yeah, don't worry about it. And we get taken out of the in this issue with that kid again.
Yeah, that creepy
That
kid is
kid.
back. It's
Look
like
out,
every
folks.
issue we get, the Cybertronian answer to Children of the Corn.
Yeah. He looks like he's got a Buckaroo Banzai jacket on.
Right?
His poor friend, he's got a what is it? Oh my God.
Is he?
I'm blanking on the syndrome where you get captured so long,
Oh,
you
Stockholm
Stockholm
Syndrome?
is his Stockholm syndrome friend in the back.
Oh yeah, that was probably his jacket, and he left him with like the flannel shirt he's wearing.
God, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, nice jacket. It's mine now." He
You'll be my best friend. I'll give everything for you.
probably took that kid's Optimus Prime too. I
Oh
mean.
yeah. And he proclaims as always,
He
look
looks like
out
a
for.
young Tomax or
I could see it.
Zaymot.
Those rosy cheeks.
Yeah. That's makeup hiding the scar.
God. So, issue number 37. I gotta say also, I've heard from other people. Jamie Tron, I appreciate your input, and I appreciate the fact that you've won a big chunk of this. Talked to a few other people about the cutting the show in half, and they like it because a lot of people have to have this in like chunks. They can't have it all at once, which I get it. When it's an hour and a half, it's kind of hard to do that. So
And
I
we talk a
haven't
lot.
we you talk a lot. I don't ever say anything.
I know, right?
I know, yeah.
Well, I talk a lot, but I don't say anything. See, it's all just empty words.
Well, yeah, so I know that quite well.
I should have gone into politics.
Zing. Okay. So anyways, y'all, thanks for being here again, and give us a like, give us a follow. Definitely liking the YouTube videos if you do like them is a big help.
Please like us.
Please like us, please.
Please.
No one likes me. They like him less. But I implore. I appreciate the watching every week and joining the community and just being there, like for a couple old dudes talking about things they that are 40 years old but still somehow relevant a lot of the time. I don't get that, but here we are.
Well, it still hasn't gone away. This whole franchise is still running strong.
Yeah. Oh God, yes.
It's
And
still weird to think that like those 2 years, what like 91, 92, it felt
they
like
only dropped.
forever when it
Right.
happened. But now it's just like a blip.
Yeah. It barely
Yeah.
feels like, barely feels like there was any kind of time in there that was lost. And really, if you were an international fan, there was really no drop off.
Oh yeah, but I mean, seriously, we all felt like it was dead for those 2 years. It was gone and it was never coming back. And then it came back and it's been here since.
I mean,
So,
this is Hasbro's first $1 million or $1 billion property.
yeah.
So you know
Well,
it's
yeah,
gonna
it's
come out.
grown back into the flagship,
Yeah.
really,
It's
of.
one of their top five brands that actually make money.
Yeah.
So everyone who, says like, oh well, this and that and things are going downhill. Transformers is one of the things that keeps Hasbro's lights on. So as long as we treat as long as we are fans and we give to it, then I think it's gonna be around for a long, long time to come. So
By the way, what's going on with your bumblebee on card back there behind you?
what are you talking about?
It's like hanging on your Transformers the movie. Like,
Look,
is that
I
a
don't.
VHS box?
No, that's just a it's a metal plate bot
A
thing.
metal plate? Okay. Is he supposed to be like that, or did he fall off a shelf?
Look, I don't tell him what to do. He always has something to say about stuff in the background, and I told Volby he can live his own life.
Well,
And
I'd have to look away from beauty. You're like a nymph.
I
I'll go
know.
blind if I look at you, so I have to look at the rest of the background.
And I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I have to look away a lot too. I
Yeah.
stare at myself for hours and I have to stop and turn away.
You don't hear Echo saying, "I love you." You just hear yourself.
All myself and my other self. Because I'm my best friend.
All right. I was just concerned for the bumblebee that it wasn't like falling off the shelf and was just like caught
No,
on the.
it actually is kind of slipping. I had it wedged in there a certain nice way,
Oh, okay.
but I'll get it back up there. I did notice that since I started recording, like, that's dumb, but
You're
yeah, I'll
gonna
get back to it.
drive anyone with like OCD crazy with that. That's like your little thumbprint of chaos in the background.
This is why my wife doesn't come into my office very often.
Ah, it's like garlic,
Yeah, it's garlic for an OCD person, yes. So and I you no one gets to see the rest of the floor because it is controlled chaos. That's why you have just show back here.
I like that you do have enemy back there, though, since he got to mention this episode. So,
There we
right
go.
there. Yep.
Yeah, I'm actually going through a lot of my bins and getting things out that I haven't looked at in a while. Actually came across my the titanium the War Within titanium Jetfire.
Oh yeah.
Pretty cool little figure, actually, I gotta admit.
I like the titanium figures for the most part.
I like the Optimus Prime. The Megatron, I looked okay. But yeah, the Rodimus I really liked, actually. They were
Yeah,
solid.
I've got the Rodimus. That's the main one I have.
Yeah, you could take out a burglar with these things.
Yeah.
They were
They had
chunks of
like
metal.
GoBots level of metal.
They did. They really did. I bet I could heft like the deluxe the super the Robot Leader 1 and Jetfire to be about the same.
Yeah.
It's stout. Pretty nice.
I'm just astounded that they finally gave Enemy an actual cassette body, like
I know.
an official body, besides the one that you could like pull off the back of one of the voice changers.
Yeah, that was the main thing you had for years, and it was still kind of obscure for a long, long time.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's still hard to find. I don't have
Oh
it.
yeah, it's very hard to
Yeah.
find. I don't have it either. I've got like two bumpers over there and a hubcap, but I don't have Enemy.
Well, and they've done so many crazy things with the recolors of the different cassettes.
Oh yeah,
And then you get all those shattered glass variants too, so yeah.
I have one Shattered Glass figure. And that was like Shattered Glass Bumblebee or Hubcap or something. Only one I got. It was like, okay, I have it now. That's enough for me. This
Yeah,
is
I think
not
I
my
only
cup of
have
tea.
Ravage.
Yeah. It's not my cup of tea. It's neat. I just don't think the colors are all that impressive for like a alternate universe kind of thing. I do like the Ratchet though.
I like when they use like the Diaclones, that stuff like
Oh
they did
yeah.
with the Ultra Magnus and Wheeljack.
The Ultra Magnus is one
Oh,
I
well, that
was
wasn't
definitely tempted
Diaclone.
by.
Yeah.
Exhaust
Yeah.
colors on the, yeah.
Oh, well, no, it wasn't Exhaust. It was Slicer, the Action
Oh,
Master.
Slicer, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I was trying to
So,
picture it.
yeah, I just like having those because I try to use them as like their original characters, like Delta
Yeah.
Magnus and,
I
yeah,
like the Ultra
Slicer.
Magnus, I gotta say. I do like the Ultra Magnus that came through Kingdom and Earthrise and all that. That's a pretty solid figure.
Yeah.
And anyways, sorry, we get way off track again once, as always.
You split it in two, and we still fill up half an hour in each episode.
Like I said though, if y'all enjoy it, give us a like a 4 or 5 star review if you wouldn't mind. Just say, hey, you guys, I like listening to you. You don't say anything, just whatever. But give us a like on a YouTube. That'd be really awesome. Huge help. And so that said, we'll see y'all in the next week. You have anything else you want to throw in here before we go?
Oh, stop me now. Just I'll say bye.
Oh, thank you. That's all we need. More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.